Thank you very much indeed, Mr. Chairman. We're very grateful for the working papers that's been presented. Of course, we co-sponsored one of them along with the Netherlands from Japan and the paper from the United States. I've got, I think, three comments I wish to make here in this context. Picking up one of the points that's flagged in the paper from Japan, collaboration with other international organizations, there's a key element here that's critical in responding to outbreaks, and that is the concept of One Health. It's essential that the medical and the veterinary communities and states parties communicate with one another. Because very often, as we've seen historically, outbreaks of infectious disease in the animal kingdom serves as a sentinel for outbreaks of disease in humans. So that is one of the critical elements why collaboration between these organizations and communication and integration between medics and vets is fundamental. So I'd really like to stress that point as part of our response. The second element I would like to highlight is the section in the US paper, Preservation of Evidence. There are three paragraphs there. Now, we think there are absolutely critical elements in this paper, and that's one of them. How one manages an investigation, whether it be national or international, that is looking to see who might have been responsible for this deliberate outbreak of disease, whilst at the same time trying to manage the health or veterinary or phytosanitary response, is a tricky one. There are interdependencies, there are sequencing issues. By sequencing, I mean who interviews the person first. Does the health response have access to interviews conducted from a criminal investigation point of view? There are mutualities here that are essential and need to be taken into account, need to be thought about in advance, deconfliction, harmonization. All these things are important. Now, that leads me to my final point, which is an opportunity these issues raise, is to flag a point that the UK made in its working paper 17 for the review conference on science and technology, when we highlighted a number of themes and issues that bear closer scrutiny in this intersessional process. We flagged it last week in MX2 as one of the subjects that we might address as an S&T topic in the next 2 years, and particularly next year. And this is the development of science and technology that are relevant to enable us to distinguish between natural and deliberate disease outbreaks. A lot of science here is important, because if we can get better understandings between natural and deliberate, that's going to make the response easier in many respects. So there's a harmonization between the topics we might want to talk about next year and the preservation of evidence, for example. My final observation I wanted to make on this is that the UK intent for next year in this MX4 is to bring in some of our experts who deal with this issue in terms of national response training, how you square the circle of saving lives and investigations. So that will be a little trailer for what we're going to do next year. But it's just to highlight the importance of these issues, and we're very grateful to the US for flagging them. Thank you.